Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
The year was 1991 when the Iron Curtain of communism finally fell in the country of Albania. For the 3 million people living in Albania at that time, God was truly dead. For his name and his book had seemingly been wiped out by what was the most repressive regime of all the Soviet bloc countries. But God's presence remained. He was in the heart of a grandmother who dared not say his name, but who secreted herself and her young grandchildren in a bathroom. There, she shared an Easter egg with them, telling them never to participate when others defamed the name of God and never, ever tell their parents she had spoken to them of God. One of those young children was Enkeleda Kumaraku. Leda came to know of God and faith in Christ through a broadcast on television, but it took her over a year to find a Bible and 4 years to find a body of Christian believers. As a young believer studying and working at the state-owned TV and radio station, Leda had the boldness to ask her boss if she could produce a Christmas program, the first Christmas programming ever aired in the history of the country. Leda is with us today in the studio, and Leda, I'd love for you to tell us, how did that first Christmas program come to take place in Albania?
You just bring to me some great memories of that time. As a young believer, I knew about God's gift and how the Lord created all of us for his purposes, and that was my prayer, to use my gifts and my knowledge for his glory and for his purposes. So I really wanted to use the opportunity. It was a public radio and television, but as producer there, I went to my boss, and I tried hard for a few months to get him agree that I would have a Christmas program over the air. I told him, you know, we have to be modern like all the rest of the world. Everybody speaks about Christmas just here. There's nothing. And when I think of those years, were very dark, not only spiritually, but were very dark even physically. We didn't have electricity most of the time. And on Christmas, you couldn't see very much Christmas lights or everything else. So he agreed that I do this program. And right after that, I was like, "Oh, praise God, I got the yes, but how am I going to do it? I never done a Christmas program in my life. I never been before in a Christmas celebration, even in my church.
Wow.
Because I had not been in my church for any of the Christmas. So I had no idea what to do. So I began to talk with a few friends, and I talked with a few missionaries. Okay, how do you do Christmas in your country, and how a Christmas program on the radio sounds like in your country? One of the missionaries gave me a magazine, and that's where I learned for the first time about Advent. I didn't have a word. I didn't know even how to translate Advent. I was so amazed with this magazine, and I learned so much myself, and I was so excited that I could teach and I could really help a lot of people in Albania learn about Christmas and how you can prepare yourself for Christmas. I never had an idea. And this magazine was a Guidelines magazine, and I really, that's very dear to my heart because it helped me learn a lot. And I know very many people that were blessed by that program that they heard on public radio and television. And we were able to use the same material for many Christmas because we have not found something that would better explain Christmas and would better prepare the hearts of people than Guidelines magazine.
That's amazing, Leda. And you know, that was 1997, right, at the time of that program. And we actually have no idea how that magazine ended up with that missionary in Albania. This Christmas, friend, I hope that you will praise God, that you know his son, and that you will celebrate God's great gift.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.